to be where God wants me to be. So take your Bibles. Go to Joshua chapter 4. There was a man preaching this morning on TV, and he used this verse, but he didn't use it the way I was wanted to use it. I was working on this message about 2 months ago, and it never seen the light of day, I reckon. But I'm sitting there this morning. I'll just tell you how this works out. I was sitting there this morning, and God started rolling this message out for me as I was sitting right there when they were singing. And I said, all right, Lord, if you really want to change this up that quick, where is it? Well, I mean, where's the verses? So I flipped my Bible and went right to it. Joshua chapter 4 and verse 8 and 9. And I don't know how long this message will be. I don't know what. I'll be honest with you. I was prepared to preach in John chapter 10. So I'm giving y'all time to get to Joshua chapter 4. And we'll read. We'll start in about verse 8, verse 9. And I know what God's trying to do here this morning. So if you'll just give us a little leeway. I want to thank Brother Ed for preaching for us while we were out. We're very thankful for you. I'm always glad when I got somebody who'll stand in and preach for us. Let's pray. God, I'm going to need your help. Forgive us of our sins, our trespasses. We fall short of your glory. Lord, if you want this, you're going to have to do all the heavy lifting. Touch lives, change lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I get started, I want to thank Johnny and Caitlin for letting me come in and teach their Sunday school this morning. We've got some amazing young people in our church. I just want you to know that. It was an opportunity that I don't take lightly. So let's read. Joshua chapter 4 and verse 8. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded. He took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan as the Lord spake unto Joshua according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bare the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priest which bare the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, and according to all that Moses commanded. And Joshua and the people hasted, passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priest in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh passed over, armed before the children of Israel. And Moses spake unto them, as Moses spake unto them. I want to give you all this vision. It's pretty cool, I think. Jesus, God, speaks to Joshua. Says, we're going over to the other side. I want you to set up a monument, 12 stones, on that side of the Jordan. Out of the river, take 12 stones. 12 stones for each tribe. I want you to set them up on the other side of the Jordan. When your generation comes to this monument, they'll say, man, God is good. This is the day that God's people pass into the promised land. This is the day of salvation. This is the day that I came out of bondage, out of sin, out of a dry, arid land. Every time we come to that, we're going to say, man, God's good. Every time you come to the place where you got saved, you say, man, God, you're good. God, you're good.
We come to that place and we say, it's easy. Every year, every time, I can just see fathers and grandfathers and young men would stroll down by the Jordan River and just walk down there and go, man, look there. That right there is where we passed over. There was a day back in Egypt. We went through the wilderness. But man, right here. Right here. See it? See what we did? We came through this. This is what God's done. I love sharing my testimony. I love telling my son. I love telling my daughter. I love telling my wife. I love telling my friends how Jesus saved me. This is who I am. This is where I'm at. This is where I stand. This is what happened in my life. This is who God, this is what God did. Boy, and it's clear as a bell. I used to be some stuff. I used to be some stuff. But I ain't no more. And that's what this monument stands for. That's what these 12 stones stand for. It's easy. Boy, it's good, ain't it? Have you ever been to a monument? Have you ever been to a monument, like a war monument or something they've set up? You look at it and you remember. You read about something that happened. It's very clear. But I can almost see it. I can see a great, great, great grandfather standing at the Jordan River looking into the water. I know why God wanted me to preach this morning. I can see a great, great grandfather and a great, great grandmother not looking at the monument that's on dry ground that looks so good, but staring into the muddy Jordan. Hey, Mom, what are you looking at? Hey, Dad, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Well, see, this is where we're at today. This is awesome. But we had to go through some things. We had to go through some things. And before we can come into the promised land, we had to bury some things. We had to put some things under the Jordan River. Nobody can see them. Nobody can see the 12 stones that are in the Jordan River, but I know they're there. That's an awesome monument. That's us doing good. There's some stuff under that water. There's a generation who didn't make it. There's a generation who didn't make it. When we were in the midst of coming out of this land and in the midst of coming into this land, God wanted to bury some stuff. And we know it's there. Amen? Maybe y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but I think I'm going to try to get there. See, Alzheimer's there. Dementia's there. Somebody set that stone down and said, you know what? It ain't going to be where we're going. It ain't going to be in there. I'm burying it right here. God said that is some things you went through. Those are the things that you've been through. Those are the things that tried you. But when you cross over, those things won't be here. Dementia won't be in heaven. Alzheimer's won't be in heaven. So you got to bury it. You got to remember that you dealt with it, but it's not in heaven. It won't be in heaven. Oh, some of y'all need to shout every once in a while. Cancer gets buried when you're crossing over. See, some of you remind, you're thinking of somebody who had cancer when they were on the face of this planet, but once you cross over, that's buried. They don't have cancer. They're not sick. They're living now. They're alive now. They're healthy now. It'll take you some adjusting to get used to them when you see them, because they're not going to be the person that you thought they were when you seen them go out of this world. Aren't you glad some things are buried? Diabetes is buried. Some blood pressure is buried. Some heart attacks are buried. Some limbs are buried. Golly, I wish we had a shout in church. I can't wait to get to heaven and look back. Amen? See, you don't remember, I don't know if you remember this or not, but John the Baptist was baptizing in the Jordan River. That's where Jesus got baptized. When you get baptized, that means the sin passes away. That rushed off into the Dead Sea, never to be remembered. There's some stuff that we think about. Bob hit it right on the net. We think about heaven. We think, man, that's going to be great. We don't even have a clue. Ain't no drugs in heaven. Ain't no drug addiction in heaven. Ain't nobody going to be up there worrying about their drug addiction. Amen? Ain't no lying in heaven. There's no stealing in heaven. There's no police department in heaven. It's buried. Whew. No emergency room, no hospital, no doctors. You don't even have to get surgery. You'll never go to a hospital again. That's buried. You drop it. I mean, there's some things that you're gonna stand. Man, it's good to be on this side. But hey, God's buried some stuff in my life. Praise God. God's buried some stuff in my life. And I can't wait for Him to bury it. I can't wait for Him to bury it. I can't wait for Him to put it under the sea. I can't wait to be able to look at the monument on this side and go, man, that's good. God did. I mean, 2004, August 28th, I'm saved. I'm forgiven. But praise God, He buried some stuff. Somebody said, man, you don't know. You're going through some tough times this year. I was thinking about January is just not too far away, and we're all going to get together and we're going to say, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Man, I've said that a couple of times in the last few of these. And the year ain't turned out as good as I thought it was going to turn out. Amen? I keep thinking, man, what's this year going to bring that I didn't really want? But you know what I know? That I'm saved, and everything that's going to happen, God is going to use it for the good. Every single thing that happens to us in 2019, God's going to use it for His good. And all the stuff that we don't want out of this next year is going to be buried. You know what else He buries? Sin. He buries your sin. Oh, we're all cool in here. I know. Not many people in here have sin. I know that. It's only the people out there that got sin. But praise God, I believe He's seen some of those folk when they were down there in Egypt, when they were cursing God and cursing Moses and saying, who do you think we are? Leave us alone. Leave us right here. I think some of those people kind of showed out when they were in the wilderness too. It would be better for us. It would be better for us if we were back in Egypt. Has anybody ever thought it would be better for you to be back in Egypt? I remember a long time ago, me and my dad sat at the hospital, and I was sitting in there, and my dad had been preaching for about 15 years, and I'd been preaching about two. I knew everything. And I'd read Scripture and I'd bounce it off of him. I remember we were sitting there at the hospital. I said, hey, Dad, I read this in the Scripture. You're not going to believe how dumb those people in Egypt are. Or, you know, the Jews that come out of Egypt. You're not going to believe how dumb they are. Dad says, what are you talking about? So I read in the Scripture. It said this. It said, about a month after they crossed the Red Sea. Y'all know what the Red Sea is, right? They walked out of there on dry ground. And then He buried their enemy behind them. Amen? Do y'all remember that story? Do y'all remember when they were about to go in the Red Sea? And He tells Moses, He said, go forward, right? And all of a sudden He said, I'll go. All of a sudden God and a cloud and the angel went to the rear of the formation of Egypt. Y'all remember that? I mean, y'all, if y'all don't read the Bible, read that story. That's an amazing story. I get chill bumps. I get cold chill bumps thinking about that. God says, you go forward, I'm going to the rear to take care of your end. Are there any men here can see that like a movie? I see stuff like a movie. I see God, our Father, up in the front. There's a cloud up there. A cloud, you know, like a fire and cloud. And He's walking, and He's ahead of us. And all of a sudden He says, all right, y'all keep going. I'm going back here to take care of this. God, just watch the movie with me real quick. Can y'all see it? I mean, there's like almost a million Jewish people about to walk down in the Red Sea. And my God, get on this with me, all right? All of a sudden, God goes, like y'all are the children of Israel, and He's just walking to the back of that thing, and that cloud and that fire is just lighting up. Amen? You're going forward into something that's kind of scary, but God's going to get you back. Whew. Could you imagine seeing that? You're walking into something that you shouldn't be walking in. You're standing in something you shouldn't be standing in. And God is going to the back to deal with your worst enemy in the worst kind of way. Amen? He goes back there and he separates the enemy from his children. And they couldn't touch him. Oh, gosh. They couldn't touch him because God had put a barrier between them and the enemy. Some of y'all feel like the enemy is right there. He is. But God ain't going to let him touch you. He said, go on through. Because when they come through, they can't walk where you walk. They can't do what you do. Amen? The Egyptian army went down in there and he drowned them. Well, a month later, not a year, about a month, they're sitting around and they're hungry. Man, my belly hurts. God just gives us a little gray bread every morning. Water, rock, it falls us around everywhere and get water out of it. Something you were praying for all the time is to get me out of this bondage. God got you out of the bondage, and all you do is complain about how God got you out of the bondage. Drinking water from a rock, and this crazy bread falls out of the heavens. Manna. Manna means, what is it? Amen? Listen, if you're serving food and people have to say, what is it? Cooking ain't your specialty. Amen? But they said, what is it? But they were never without. But guess what? They wanted more. About a month later, after the experience wore off, after the excitement wore off, and they had to walk for God for a while, they were in the wilderness. You know what they said? You know what was better than this? Y'all better hear me this morning. You know what's better than this? Sitting in Egypt, eating those good onions and leeks. Man, God, boy, their onions and leeks were great when we were slaves. When we were slaves, have you ever done that? I've done it. I've thought about something I did in my past when I was a sinner. I thought, man, that was fun. And I thought, oh yeah, but I forgot to leave out some parts. I was a wreck. No money, no job, no family, no life, no name, no word. No, when I say no word, that means I couldn't say, hey, I'm going to do this, and people would go, yeah, right. I'll be here tomorrow for work. No, you won't. I'll pay you back. No, you won't. Amen? Those kind of things. I'm just going to run to the store. I'll be right back. No, you won't. Right? That's where I was. I had some great times in my mind there, but I don't want to go back there. So I'm sitting in that hospital. Me and my dad's talking about before, and I said, God, they are so dumb. In about a month, they were wanting to go back to Egypt and sit by the leeks and onions, sit by those as slaves. Dad, they're so dumb. My dad leaned over and he said, Kevin, I've wanted to go back to Egypt sometimes. I said, what? He said, not as much as going back into my sin, but going back to an easier time. I wanted to go back when God was just spooning the food out to me. When He was just blessing me and I didn't have to do anything back. When I could just reach over in a Sunday school class and somebody else was teaching. When I was sitting on the pew and somebody else was preaching. He said, but now it's up to me to go after God. And sometimes I wished I could go back to an easier time. And I thought about myself as a Christian. Sometimes I've acted like a fool. Oh, y'all haven't? I've seen some of you give me that evil eye. You've acted like a fool. You've got mad. You've got upset. You start doing things that you shouldn't do. You say things that you shouldn't say. You make plans that you shouldn't make. You have ideas that you shouldn't have. And you start trying to act out. And guess what? During that time, God's watching you, listening to you, paying attention to you. But guess what? He buries that for you. He said, put that rock down in the middle of the Jordan River. Put it down in the middle. Why? because I'm burying that. I'm forgetting that. When you acted up in Egypt, and when you acted up in the wilderness, when you wanted to do it your way and not my way, when you cross over into the promised land, that ain't going to be. Y'all so cool. That ain't going to be here. I'm glad God buried some of my attitude. Amen? Some of my activity, some of my thoughts, some of my plan, God buries them. And it says, enter in, my good and faithful servant. They're in the middle. They're in the middle of the Jordan River. Amen? My biggest sin. Now I can sit and stare at that one for a long time. My biggest sin. Now, I don't know what yours is. I really don't care. I hate my biggest sin. I hate it. I hate it with a passion. I hate it almost as bad as God hates it. But I know I hate it more than anybody else does. Because it's my worst one. Amen? I don't know what your worst sin is. Do you? You do know it. You struggle with it. You wrestle with it. Guess what? I can see him, can't you? Sitting there looking at the Jordan River. I don't know how he buried that. I don't know how he buried that. I don't know how he got over that one. I wouldn't let me in. I wouldn't have forgave me. Not before he met me. Not when he saved me. After he saved me. I've thought that. I've said that. I've done that. After he saved me. I wouldn't let me in. He didn't let some in. I don't know why he didn't let them in. But I don't know why I'm here. Looking at that Jordan River. Understanding underneath all that water and all that muck and all that mire and all that sediment. There lays your biggest sin. Somebody said, look at the monument over here. That is an awesome monument. Reminds me of Calvary. The cross is awesome. It is. But so what's more awesome is what he did at Calvary covered my sins. His blood is more amazing to me because it covered some stuff. Amen? And I can look at what he's doing. And all the grace, if you're a preacher, you're a teacher, you're a missionary, you're whatever you are in the church, that's all great. That's the monument. That's what everybody sees. And I'm more impressed with what I don't see now. What's covered. Amen? That was in the midst. I was thinking about that. I was in the midst, in the middle of the Jordan River. So why you put those down? I was listening this morning and I heard this. It's because Jesus died in the middle. Man, we know how he died, right? We know why he died. But he died in the middle, right? In the middle between two thieves. That's awesome. He got right in the middle of the worst and died right there. But he also died in the middle of what? Heaven and earth. He made a way for God to meet with us. Somewhere between heaven and earth stood Jesus in the middle. Amen? And guess where we're at today as Christians? We're in the middle. In the middle of what? We're in the middle of a world and heaven. Amen? We're the only Jesus. We're the only Bible. We're the only message. We're the only Christian thing this world's going to see if it sees it at all. We are the meeting place for the world. The church. I don't know why God changed my message this morning. Maybe you do. But today I'm kind of thankful for some of the things that are not going to be in heaven. And I'm really thankful that I can look and not see some monuments. Let's all stand as they come get a song of invitation.